I think that because he has been accused and he's been incarcerated for some time, he needs to come out and he's trying to get some form of reason to let him out. I'm a bit confused as to why he made this specific allegation. The point is that if some persons within the NPP have compelled him to eliminate the late David Dankwa, then he should be able to provide the names of those persons. For me, I think that there should be more interrogation, more investigation into what he has said. For me, I think that is how this whole issue has to be looked at. We don't have to take it lightly. We need to get to the bottom of it. Further interrogation will let us know whether he's making things up or he's speaking the truth.
Right. Is it possible that the thought of spending years behind the bars could sort of affect his thinking, making him shift the goalpost every now and then? I have visited a condemned block several times, and I know the heat alone could send shivers down anybody's spine.
It is also possible that he is being influenced or coached by somebody else. You know what I mean? So that's something that this is tricky. You don't want to be emphatic when you don't have the evidence. Everything is possible in this kind of situation. But the point is that there could be a concrete closure when the right thing is done. As you are saying, maybe through anxiety, you know what I mean, fear and all these things might make him to maybe cook something. Okay, it's also possible that somebody might have told him, oh, say this, say that, because if you say this or you say that, you might be discharged. Okay, I'm sure that was why the magistrate court judge said that he has to go back and think about what he said and come again.
A senior lecturer at the Department of Psychology, University of Ghana, Dr. Kingsley Nyakong,